forgot when you hit a button on here, it just like cuts off the other thing. I don't even know if I want to play that. What's going on? It's your boy, it's your guy, it's your dude. This is Joe. Welcome to the next episode or the next live radio show. I didn't think about it till like, I don't know, quarter of the way in. I was like, oh wait, there's been this like outage of service providers. So if we don't have any callers tonight, I'm just going to talk about whatever I want to talk about anyway. A lot going on. So many great topics to really talk about. So many great things to share. This flow, the topic of the flow has been letting go, surrendering. The flow has been a significant impact on my life. And I really, I say that with like your question, impact on my life. No, it's really, it's a beautiful thing. I'm going to share that tonight. What else do I want to talk about? You know, as people come and call in, we'll take callers. If I don't get any callers tonight, I'm just going to talk about stuff. Play music too. I'm going to play a song, kind of go with it. Yeah, so I'm going to talk about the topic of going with the flow for tonight. Definitely going to take some callers for readings. If you're listening and you would like to call in, the number is 319-527-6076. You're going to want to make sure you press, I don't know, sometimes like I forget, some people don't know this still, but when you call in, press the number one, and it lets me know on my end over here that you want me to take your call. I know, magnificent, right? You probably didn't know about it till someone told you. I didn't know till I heard it on someone else's blog talk radio show. That's how actually I know to tell you. But I'm going to be taking callers as they come in. Playing music as always, because I play music in between, and I am a big fan of being honest with you. So I do have some rules here, as I always share with everyone. If I've like read to you on the show already from 2 weeks ago or a week ago, give some space for other people to call in. I'm very honest and I try to be as blunt as possible with people. I'm not here to like also people please. I'm not here to like make you happy, but I'm here to do my best giving the messages and readings and connecting with my guides and sharing stories that hopefully stories and perspectives and learning experiences that you can resonate with and be like, oh my God, this is divine timing. Or if you haven't had that worded yet, you're like, oh my God, I needed to hear this right now. It's a synchronistic. Unless you haven't heard synchronistic before, you're like, wow, I can't believe this is happening to me. See what I mean? We just went through the evolution of words. Of resonating. If you didn't hear resonating before, you're like, oh my God, so many different parts of us that we feel. Divine timing. Boom. Another word. So many words are the same thing and similar. It's fun, right? So I'm going to play a song, come back, share some stuff, take a caller maybe, and let's have some fun tonight. I have no idea what I want to play first. I don't really like planning stuff anymore. I mean, I'm being responsible, but at the same time, I'm really big on the flow. The flow. So let's see. I'm just going to pick a song and we're going to click it. It's going to be, I'm not going to even look. It's going to be this one, whatever this is. Okay. So it's this song. Thank you. So yeah, that was a random song I just decided to play. And that was pretty cool. Whatever. Trust the process. Who knows who remembers that jam or not. That was Boom, 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 Boom by the Venga Boys. I do want to talk about some stuff, and then we're going to take a caller for a reading. By the way, tell your friends. I always tell people that. Like, you don't have to have, like, the best kept secret. I know that I am really, like, I'm like that hole-in-the-wall restaurant that no one knows about, maybe you really like. I got the Italian heavy voice going. That one restaurant you really like, it's really good, it's a secret. And then when they want you to know about it, you're like, you got to check that out. maybe you share with a friend. I think that's the best thing we can ever do is be like, I really like this. You should also like this too. And I think you should try it. And I can be that thing that you like, that you want people to try. Sounds so weird, but that's what I mean, right? I want to talk about some recent stuff, and then I'm going to take a caller. So hang tight. Hopefully you guys have patience because I take a caller, we spend time, I play a song. My name is Joe. Welcome to the show. This big topic of, for me, surrendering and going with the flow of life. Now, I was just talking to a friend of mine, and we have been talking a while. It was great catching up. Shout out to Liz. Without even, like, bringing it up, she started talking about just going with the flow and letting go of all this control that we try to control our life with. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I wanted success and I wanted this stuff. And so this gentleman shows up at my job like months ago. Listen to this story, right? I've been at my job since July and I've been really working on just loving myself and not trying to control or be negative. Like, I don't want to be here. I want to be somewhere else doing like cool stuff. And you know, that stuff. I want more money. I was doing that. I was a chef for 9 years. It was never enough. I wasn't happy, blah, blah, blah. So I'm at this job and this guy shows up and he's like, do you guys work on regular car tires? Because we do a lot of truck tires at my job. And I was like, yeah, we do tire repairs. So long story short, he looks at my tattoo of this white rabbit I have tattooed of, I find it as like the Matrix symbol, but more so I reference it as like finding your own truth, like the white rabbit. And he's like, I really like that. That's great. He's like, maybe you're into this, but I've been really focusing on my inner voice and that voice inside my head and really bringing it to the forefront. And he shares this book with me from Michael Singer. His name is Michael Singer, The Untethered Soul. He's got a couple different things out right now. And I didn't really understand at the time. And he's like talking to me about going with the flow. And he's like, yeah. And then we went on a trip to India and lo and behold, like this big statured, this big person of title, I forget who it was, honestly. He was like, we didn't plan it. Like we had dinner with him. And so he didn't, without me knowing, like, I didn't realize he was telling me the process of going with the flow and what that really entails. And I listened to the book he recommended. I got it from Michael Singer. And this was months ago. And I finally finished it the other day, right? And it's really teaching me how to not control my day, not control outcomes, really being present. And I'm like, all right, I get it. And then in the middle of this, right, I just finished. I have a friend and the book's about letting opportunities come to you. And also remembering, like, you're not going to want to do certain things. Your mind might tell you, I don't like that. I don't like this. I don't want to do that. But then you lean into it. You go with the flow instead of trying to control it. And throughout this whole book, he's sharing his story about how he really like came into great expansions and really great events and great things by just going with that flow and what that flow was. And I just got invited to apply to this speaker position. And I, you know, who knows, divine timing or if it happens, whatever, but I wasn't looking for it. It came to me. And here I am talking to my friend Liz just before the show. And we're talking about all these wonderful things with being ourselves and letting go and being the best we can and not trying to control things. So I thought it was very divine timing and conversation. So I want to share that with everyone. I'm going to take our first caller for tonight. We're going to take area code 856. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Rose Maria. I'm from New Jersey.
Oh, what's going on? Welcome back.
Thanks. Not much. Same old, same old. At my house. Craziness.
Yeah, sorry I haven't been able to really talk with you recently. I've been working in
the old tech deck. Yeah, I've been a little busy too, a little bit hectic here and there in between, so I was trying to text you at the same time, so
yeah, that's okay.
Pick up on that. pick
I really,
up Matt or a relationship or whatever you can get, new job, whatever.
I'd really
and I've
like
been
to
applying.
Talk with you here, if that's okay. Instead
okay.
of doing a reading, like having a little conversation. Because even though, like, I say in every show I do, like, if I've talked to you on a radio show within the past, like, 3 weeks, I don't really want to read you. But let's talk about something you really want to work on. How's that?
Sure.
All right. And what's something you would like to work on? What's mainly bothering you?
What's bothering me? Not getting my relationship in or getting a job.
Okay.
I can make some money.
So let's start with the relationship thing. And this is still connected to the money thing, believe it or not.
Yep.
Now, not a lot of people are going to want to hear this. And sometimes I say that because you might not want to hear this. But this is all connected to the relationship you have with yourself. You know that?
How's that work?
So if you don't value yourself, you don't love yourself, your reality is reflecting back to you how you feel about you. And sometimes I think the hardest thing is to realize that we aren't really happy with ourselves because we want something else to make us happy. And so we're looking for something to bring us joy, money, job, career, love life. We want something else to make it better when we are actually primarily in charge of loving ourselves. So what do you do? And this is a challenge for a lot of different people, including myself, because it's a thought process we all kind of go through. But what have you been doing for you to bring you happiness or to change the way you would think about things?
Think about things. Well, I've been a couple of weeks ago on to go do my nails.
Good.
Stuff for myself. I took myself out to dinner. What was it, last Valentine's Day?
Uh-huh.
So I'm like watching what I'm spending, if that makes sense, because I don't have much coming in. So
well,
it's
really,
like wandering down.
It's good that you still treated yourself to something and not showing yourself love. I think we all have a challenging moment sometimes because we do these things though, and there's another level to loving yourself, and it's basically the mindset, and the mindset kind of goes back into when is my career or financial situation going to get better, because it's like a bothering, it triggers us, it bothers us. We want to be better. We're looking for that guidance. And the same thing kind of with love. We'll do things for ourselves, but then we might fall back into this kind of old pattern where we're like, okay, I did this. Now when is this going to get better? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So let's see here. I'll spend a little bit of time with you. When it comes to the relationship thing, right, I want you to remember is that you have to remember that you can be and find someone. And there's this thought that we all have that maybe we won't, or maybe there's a fear that maybe it won't ever get better, or maybe this person won't ever come back. And there's things that won't happen. There's things that will. But it really is about us believing that we deserve what we want without kind of the feeling of control. It's kind of like the topic I was just talking about before with going with the flow. But we have to find for you, what are you going to implement when you have these moments of feeling like you're in lack? There's the lack mentality. And that lack mentality is when you feel like you need something external. So don't get me wrong, right? We need money. The word need is very, the money is necessary for what we need to purchase and all that stuff. It's a currency, it's whatever, it is what it is. But then we have what we're capable of doing in the present moment and not trying to control getting what we want or need right now, just trusting in the flow of that. Do you get that?
Yeah, that's kind of hard to do, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that. Talking about it's easy. I'm giving whatever I can information-wise to help you because I rather find, and this is how I've always been, I'd rather find that information to learn about. If this is how I started learning about stuff, and I knew it made sense and it clicked and it brought me excitement, but I had to get to these points where I was like, all right, if this is really true, then how do I utilize this information or learn more so I can make this better? But in the beginning, it was like a quick fix. Like, well, how can I make this better to patch it up, to learn, to get what I want? And I had to put that work in. And that's really the discipline part of ourselves, wanting to be better. And I see that happening for you. And I'm saying that as your message tonight. There's a thing with patience with you, but I want you to really focus more so on not the relationship with someone. There's things that you need to let go of when it comes to your past or going backwards. But when it comes to your future and moving forward, I want you to start setting goals for yourself and not relate it to other people. Relate it for you. I'm doing this for me. If you're going to do a business plan, if you're going to do a career move, if you're going to do anything, try to move aside your circumstances or your present moment, because it's your job is not you. What you, your relationship isn't you, and you are you. And so set goals. These goals are going to help you. Make them simple. They can be basic, simple, small things for yourself at home. Like for me, I'm going to be honest. Like, I never really always made my bed. I mean, it's embarrassing. Some people like always like, yeah, I always make my bed. Like, I was a lazy dude, and I started to actually make my bed every morning. I would get out, reorganize it, make it neat. And I say this because when we start doing little things, start to change more. As we start to handle ourselves differently and approach ourselves differently, for me to love myself, right, I have to know myself more than anyone else does. I have to know that this is good for me. I have to know that by doing this will bring in more happiness for myself. I feel better coming home to a nice bed made. It feels good getting into the bed when it's nice and done. I do things for myself that I know that if I don't do it, I'll get lazy and tired and I'll get depressed a little bit. So here's an example. Even though like during the week I'm working, I get up in the morning, I do my routine, I'll have coffee, I'll feel good, I'll listen to music, I'll do my thing. The weekend I noticed Saturday morning, I was sleeping in and I wasn't getting up early and I wasn't getting out of bed early. And then I felt lethargic. I was like, oh, I feel weird. And I didn't get it for maybe a week or two. And then I just decided one morning to get up out of bed instead of finding this is such a great message right now. Instead of looking for the answers or finding out why I'm doing what I'm doing, I just said, I just need to get up and start doing stuff. And I did. And that was making me feel good. And so I want you to know is, just do stuff. Just do stuff that you know is good for you. And everything else will fall into place little by little. The more you start doing for you, because we have this mentality that we'll do more for ourselves when we have what we want. And when we realize that when we do these little things that make us better, they actually bring in more of what we want. And so I want to share that with you tonight, all right?
All right, cool. That's what I've been trying to do a little bit.
You're doing great. You're doing great. Give yourself that, like, be proud of yourself. Because sometimes we just got to be happy with where we're at right now. And I know it's easy to worry. But it's easier to worry. But I think it's actually harder sometimes for us to be positive because we're conditioned. So we're so conditioned to the thinking we have. And so we have to learn how to shift into that positive mindset. And that's the new condition. That's the new discipline. That's the new thinking. And I tell everyone this too. I was telling my friend earlier, I've been, even in like the weirdest situations, I say out loud, what if this turns out better than I can imagine? Meaning I can't imagine all the details. And what if this turns out better than I can even imagine? And it was like the crappiest situation sometimes. But by me letting go of my thoughts and controlling it or worrying about it, it turned out better than I could imagine. So I want you to practice what you say, what you do, what you're doing for yourself. Try to break old habits of looking for something to believe in yourself. Start doing more for you. And when you catch yourself thinking about worry, doubt, fear in the process. Be like, look, the universe has got me. I might not know how, but I know it's going to be presenting itself. And that's the path of least resistance. I love this shit. I really do. All right, I'm going to play a song. Thank you for calling in, Rosemary, and I'll talk to you soon, all right?
All right, thanks.
All right, I'm going to play another song. I have no idea what song I'm going to pick. Let's see. I do. It was this song right here. Are You Really Ready? This is the jam.
Sometimes I feel like a kid in grown-up's clothes, like I'm just faking it, just making it up as I go. Half of me sprinting toward tomorrow, half of me's afraid of taking that first step. Sometimes the best thing to lie, we'll scare you half to death, yeah, yeah. If I wait on the perfect time, and all them stars will start aligning, my way, my whole life, and all you ever. Used to think my parents had it figured out, but turns out that they were about as scared as I am now. Yeah. Climbing up in a what-if world and telling myself don't look down. Is there anything that we do that don't come with in doubt? If I wait on the perfect time, all them stars start aligning, my way, my whole life, and all you ever really ready. We spend most our lives going slow and steady. One thing that I know is no one's really ready.
So that's Really Ready by Brandon Ratcliffe. I love doing these radio shows no matter what. It brings me happiness. I'm learning more, like, to just talk and say what I feel, what comes up. And that's the same thing as within, so without. Like, why are we trying to control everything? Why are we always looking for the perfect way to say something? Or why are we avoiding speaking our truth? The more we do things for ourselves, the more it's going to reflect in our reality. All these different things to look at. And I'm going to be honest, as I always am. You know, I don't want to use the word victim. I'm a victim of my own. Like, there's things that I do that I'm getting better at. And one of those things is constantly always looking for this clarity that will bring me to this place of freedom. And then I'll be like, okay, I'm happy now. And the truth is, like, life has its flows. There's obstacles. There's learning from those obstacles. There's different lessons for each thing. maybe something happens over and over again. And you're like, I don't want to do this anymore. And you just finally change the cycle and pattern. And then maybe you learn about cycles and patterns and you carry that lesson over to something else. And you're like, you know, I'm tired of responding this way. And it's a cycle and pattern. And you just evolve that. I was also talking about this earlier, and I think a lot of us are always kind of doing this, that feeling of, I guess, when you're working hard at something in life, and then it could be your job, it could be yourself, and then maybe at some point you look at a topic in your life that, or something triggers you, or it bothers you. You're like, wow, this one thing, when will this one thing ever get better? And there's so many ways to look at why that happens to us, for us, or why we feel this way. I think one of the main things we have to remember is we are valuable individuals, and our past does not reflect our present. It doesn't mean that we're going to keep repeating. I think we have this belief sometimes that there's this lack mentality where we're never going to have happiness, and that happiness is in the power of other people because our reality is external from us. I'm really big on teaching the inner being and the outer being, and being a spiritualist and whatnot, there's so many fancy words for what we do, but the inner being is, I love this because the more you become aware of yourself and really be mindful of yourself, don't get me wrong, there's going to be times in your life where you're going to be far from, you know, perfect or balanced or holy, or you might be pissed and angry. Be yourself, be you. But these are times in our life that we can learn from and grow from and look back and then really understand the beauty in that. And be grateful of what you're experiencing. I think sometimes it is a challenge. It is heartbreaking or emotional, although it can be a beautiful scenario. And all we can do is evolve and be the best we can be. I've had my moments. I have had my shares. But I think my favorite part in what I do is really be honest as always, have fun, be blunt, learn to evolve more and more, and be present. It's a big experience right now for me to be more present. And I say that because I definitely had no idea how lack of grounding I really did before. Like, I really did not want to be grounded. I loved being very high vibrational. I didn't want to be grounded. And I had to learn how to really love being grounded and chill and let go of a lot of the versions of myself I knew of, but I had to love and then let go. And I think it's a very interesting thing to talk about, because for me, I wound up loving myself, really discovering this version of Joe I had not known yet, being really bold and brave, and then like, kind of losing myself, not kind of, I lost myself again. And I learned so much from all of this to love myself again. And you know what, if this is where it goes and it's like you lose yourself in another way or you evolve more, it's a very beautiful process. What else has been a big thing this recent week? Also, going through events that might be triggering in a way of, I don't like the word triggering. It's kind of old and boring. Certain events and obstacles in which like you might freak out, be like, oh man, I did something wrong. And really it's just this whole other version for me of letting go. Everything happens. It's okay. And trusting in how that unfolds. It's okay. Like, I think we all shame ourselves sometimes. We're just more upset that what people think, and I can't believe I did that. I think it's more funny when we do silly things. I really like the term silly goose. I call my friends silly gooses. We make mistakes. We say stuff. We do things and we break things. We don't, things happen. But I found the beauty on the other side of that. And I share all this because as much as it might seem like I'm just sharing my recent experiences, thoughts, and feelings, this is also a part of the spiritual part of me. This is learning through life and my guides and the feeling. Feelings are a really great topic. Being emotionally aware is one of the best things you can ever do for not only yourself, but if you're a spiritualist or you're a intuitive or we're learning to free ourselves from being true, speaking our truth, not being afraid of what others are going to think or say. What if I say the wrong thing? And really trusting in ourselves. And I tell everyone this all the time when I teach it, is that in order for me to give any message, I have to be okay with myself. I have to learn how to trust in what I'm feeling and what I'm hearing, what I'm getting through all these sensories. I don't really use the clairaudient, clairvoyant thing. Everyone's different, but I don't like labels. So all the sensory and how that comes through for me, I have to feel that. I have to know that that is what's meant to come out and why, and or flow with it in general, like right now, flowing with it. And be aware of, oh, is that my ego? Is it, why am I feeling this? And these are all learning experiences to share with people. And the spiritual essence of it, when you're, if you're giving readings or you're an intuitive Reiki practitioner, or you're just an intuitive or a spiritual practitioner of some sort, who knows, it comes from love. It comes from love. And then people come in with different energies. Sometimes you're like, whoa, what is going on with this person? And you have to kind of work through it. And you, with anything we do, right, the more you practice, the more you evolve, the more you, not only with your work, but with yourself, you're going to get even better at it. So never give up on anything. Never give up on your, well, there's stuff you should give up on. I mean, like ending a relationship that you might need to end, or like, I'm not saying give up, but there's things that you just have to know, like, I'm done doing this. I'm not doing this no more. There's things like that. But keep loving yourself. Keep working hard on yourself. Keep being the best you can be. Every, do your best always. And I really want to say this too. Sometimes we need to be okay with not needing to do the work. Like, sometimes it's okay to just chill, enjoy things, love yourself. I say that because I have an addictive personality where I had to learn that I had an addictive personality, but I always wanted, I wanted to learn more and do more and find more. And I had to, and I say addictive because it's not only like an addiction of, you know, there's not just drugs you could be addicted to. It could be the feeling you get of something. You want more of that feeling or that pattern. So I became more aware of that, and I needed to learn when to realize I was overthinking, put it down, enjoy a movie, go do something else. Path of least resistance, that son of a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just let go. Like, when you, sometimes I remind myself, oh yeah, I might be in resistance to the answer. Am I going to put it down? And I want to share this too with my listeners, my people, my friends. It was just in my head. Where'd it go? It's right there. It didn't go far. It's right there. I did have it. We'll come back. We'll come back to that. Apparently I was going to say something. And don't you hate when that happens? I don't. I love it. It's going to be there. It will come back to me. It will come back to me. Oh, well, I guess it's in the terms of your value. Your value and being important. I said it earlier and I want to say it again. You're not your job. You're not your money. You're not your materials. You are you. And I have really loved more and more of myself when I let go of what I think I'm supposed to look like and do. And what I think I realized that I felt I needed to have a certain projection of life to be loved and appreciated and happy with myself. And it's really, it's okay to say it, but it's really ego. Our ego wants us to have things and it has to look a certain way and it has to be a certain way. And the more I let go of trying to plan something and trying to force it, or I think that there's a certain ritual method success story to it, it's really just being happy with yourself and trusting in the flow. And don't get me wrong, you got to do some stuff, right? You got to lean into the things that maybe you are afraid to do. And I say this sometimes too, because I find that people will resonate or find the messages they need to find. We just need to put it out there. Sometimes we just need to put it out. Stop trying to make a website and make it perfect. And sometimes it's just like literally, okay, so I applied for this speaking position. And the funny part was, and I said it before, I just finished this book, Lunch, you know, Going with the Flow. So it's presented to me because it was part of the flow. And I was typing it up and it was like, what do you want to talk about? And I'm like, oh, great. What do I want to talk about? And I hear my inner voice, like, you want to talk about the flow because that's what's happening right now. And that's just perfect timing. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know if I want to fall and do that. What's the topics that really feel good? I'm overthinking it. And my inner being's like, yeah, so remember that book you just finished about the flow? It's pretty much what I'm trying to tell you right now. Just do it. And sometimes I overthink. It's normal. It's fine. But I'm laughing at this conversation because it's true. And so I wait a day. My friend's like, hey, did you apply yet? I have a meeting and I want to let them know. And the universe is again telling me like, all right, you going to do this or what? Like, I know I need to do this for myself and I need to stop overthinking it. And that's literally like how this works. I think we all think sometimes we have to do more than we're doing or we're not doing it right. So we got to find out what else and are we going to look for some more validation to make us happy? And I think it's actually very difficult. I'm still practicing it. Letting go of control. I can't control everything. And I think that's what's happening with this whole manifesting and law of attraction. They're all real, but there's a point where we have to learn. And it's a very common work, what's the words? Technique. The basic part of that technique is they say, which is true, let go of how it comes to you, when it comes to you, and what form it comes to you. And what do you think most of us do? We don't let go. We're like, all right, our inner being is still looking for answers. And what I found is that for me, I need to find more ways to be present in my reality versus letting my mind look for more things, enjoying things, looking around, being a part of the present moment. Because I would be like half in and half out. I'll be here, but I wouldn't be here. And it was just like me kind of avoiding the present moment because I didn't want to do what I was doing. Like maybe I was working. But I say that because you're going to spend less time thinking. You're going to actually maybe be challenged to be more present and find ways to enjoy your present moment. And that's a challenge. Instead of thinking what you don't have or what you want and when is it going to happen. The other thing I want to remind everyone too is I love this quote from Tony Robbins, and he says, in your head, you're dead. And I say that, and this is why he says it. The more time you spend thinking about the negative things, you're losing time. You're actually not even present anymore. You're more distracted internally. You're very far away. And you all do this. We get in our head. We're like, oh, this and that's wrong. And when is that going to happen? I don't feel it. It's like a feeling that's just a repetitive cycle. And it keeps going. And so when the more present we are doing tasks, doing things, not letting our mind wander into this direction, the more you're going to actually find that things will work out better for you. It's just that we are so withdrawn and we're so used to that conditioned mindset that that's what's happening. But the more you actually do this practice and you're not in your head, you got to understand that time, your energy, which is the fuel, right? Your time and what you think. This is all like a motor. And this is a very valuable engine. It's a very valuable time frame. It's a very valuable system. And so we're just shown that we're meant to worry. We're meant to feel this. We're meant to act this out. This is how we respond to it. This is what it means when you care about something, you worry about it. It's really not healthy. It's not a good thing because you want to create and manifest positivity. So what you think and feel and do, and you keep repeating, you're only creating more of that lack. When I want that, when is my love coming? When is my relationship? I want this relationship. You're actually creating resistance to it, is you want something you don't have. So therefore you keep telling the universe, I want more of this thing that I don't have. And that's why we have to learn to feel and think and utilize our time and energy with positive imagery, feelings, thoughts. It's going to be weird when you go into a new current, right? When you go into a new direction, it's going to be a challenge because you're going in a new direction that is against what you normally do. And so this is where the discipline comes in. You're going to have to believe in something you haven't tried yet and do it and do it and do it. And it's going to lead you into more awarenesses. It's going to lead you into loving yourself more. You're going to realize that you are happier when you use affirmations, when you actually believe in that. And then when you vibrate at a higher point, you're going to start the law of attraction. You start attracting more of what you feel, what you are thinking. So if you are happy and you know it, you clap your hands. But when you're happy and you're really vibrating, you're not looking for something, that's when it comes. When you're happy with yourself and you're not looking for something that you want, that's when it comes. Things come to you when you're not looking for them. And this is the whole the flow, right? Pretty wild, right? All right, I'm going to play another song and then I'll take another caller. If there is anyone that would like a reading and you're listening, appreciate you guys. Tell your friends, by the way. Tell your friends and family. Be weird. Be like, hey. And they'll be like, hey. And you'll be like, there's this guy Joe on this website. He's pretty dope. You should probably listen and check it out. And they'll be like, okay. And then you can do that. And that's awesome. I appreciate you. It's the little things. It's the little things. What song do I play next? We're going to shuffle it. Shuffle.
In a science fiction drama, romance growing like a flower in the summer. Action!
All right, we got area code 347. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Tanika, and I'm calling from Florida.
You sound far away. Shanika?
Oh, sorry. Tanika, okay. With a T.
I still can't really hear you.
Tanika?
Tanika?
Yep, Tanika with a T. T,
gotcha.
As in Tom.
Gotcha. Tanika from Florida. Well, thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. So I do offer sometimes people to ask a question if they want. You don't have to. Some people rather not. It's up to you.
Yeah, I would like to ask a question.
Yeah, sure. All right. What's your question?
I was laid off from my job today. My head is kind of spinning. Yeah. I really don't know what to think. And I'm just wondering what you see with what is coming next, what will happen in the future, because I'm just kind of like in a daze, like stunned.
Yeah, so I know this is one of my favorite things to talk about sometimes because it's such a in a normal frame of reference, of course it's natural to be like, oh my God, what do I do? What's going to happen? And so what's happening right now for you is that there's something better coming in. And it's not going to take long for you to get this new position, a new job. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but you're going to be finding, you're going to see why this is working out. It's going to work out better than you thought. The universe is trying to line you up with something better because you were not meant to stay at the other job long. It was, you were outgrowing it or it wasn't for you. And it's not that you aren't good enough. It's not that you are doing a bad job. It's not that you... It's actually the universe working in your favor. And I want to share this brief story with you in the best way possible without, I don't know if I'm allowed to share too much information, but I have a friend, right? I have a friend that was working and they did the same thing. And I was kind of also upset for her. And long story short, she actually wound up finding a job closer to her home and getting paid more. And it didn't take long at all. So I say that because the same thing's happening in a reference to you and for you. I want you to try not to worry about your bills, not worry about, because it's easy to get in that mindset. But I do see you starting a new job sooner than you think. And I do see things that are working out better than you think. And again, I want to go back because I'm hearing this in I'm hearing this from my guide. They want you to know that you're not a failure. Try not to shame yourself because of the universe moving you around, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's something about you. Do you live alone? Are you alone?
No, I live. I do. I am alone a lot. I live with my mom. We just moved to the state, my mother and stepfather. My mother retired and we moved here. My sister lives around the corner, my older sister, but I stay to myself a lot, just only mainly talk to my mom, and that's it.
Because I don't know who or what, sometimes people want to know all the details. I don't know all the details. I know that you have a grandmother in spirit or someone of a grandmother figure who is, she's coming with you in this conversation, and she's connected with you. So, and it doesn't, some people want to know, like, if they met them, or if they didn't, does it, they're still connected to you. So I don't know. She's stepping up and she's talking about how you don't feel like you get along or you're the same as everyone. And that's understandable. You also keep your distance. You feel that, okay. She's saying that you feel like they bring you down sometimes. And that does happen. And that's okay as well. She's saying you feel misunderstood. Okay, so whoever this is to you, I hope you don't mind. I don't know all the details sometimes. She's saying that she wants you to take time to address your emotions and stuff. And this is something I deal with myself too. It's okay to feel what you feel, but she's saying that you do have the emotions are kind of buried in a way where you don't let it come up to surface, but she wants you to start releasing it. You can cry. It's okay to cry. There's just emotions that she wants you to let out. She says you're going to sleep better from it, because it's one of those situations sometimes where we don't realize we have these emotions deep within us. And then when we actually release it, we go like, wow, I feel so much better. I didn't understand it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
She's also telling me about, you are, see, I don't know your relationship status right now, but she's telling me that you're going to be meeting someone new when it comes to relationship and love life. So I don't know if you're planning, you're dating someone right now, but there is someone coming in. And what she's also telling me too is you're going to know, because believe it or not, this woman that's talking does help you out throughout your life, and she helps you with your decisions. And if you ever wanted to understand that in your own mindset, she's this energy that comes into your thoughts that is very responsible yet practical with direction. So what I'm seeing her doing with you is kind of, yeah, but you know what? Is that bad or is that good? And you're going, oh, not really. It's not bad. Well, is this a good thing for you to do? Or is it, because if you do it this way, and it's not this negative thinking where, oh, if you do it this way, you might get hurt or might go down. That's how she's presenting herself to me for you. And she says that things are going to get better for you. And there will be a time in there will be a time in the next couple of years, I want to say the next year to two, where you're going to feel like you have to isolate yourself from people to move forward. And I do want to say this, you don't really have to, but you're going to be more blunt with how you feel. And that's I think the message before is it's okay to speak how you truly feel and let that out. With anyone, because what I'm also being shown is that with this distance with family, they might seem like they don't care, but they do. They just don't want to upset you or bother you. It's also one of those situations too, where it seems like people are in their own little worlds, but they don't know how to, they're not making the change to get to know you or really understand you, and that makes it a challenge too. It's like, well, then screw it. No one's doing it. Have you been having weird dreams?
Every now and then, yeah, exactly. Last night and the night before, I don't remember what they were, but I do remember them being weird.
Okay. Well, try to write them down or remember them, because that's why it came up. There's significance to your dreams. I mean, I know it's very cliche, but what I do is, excuse me, I'll make it simple. I'll remember the symbolism in the dream or what I remember and kind of break it down. But try to do your best with just writing those down and finding out what those messages are. Because she's saying that she brings you messages in your sleep or helps you with uncovering what's coming forward. So again, I want to go back to this for you. Don't really worry so much about the job thing or the negativity of it. I rather you just focus on looking for what else is out there and seeing what's great, because it's going to keep you in this catapulting movement where you're going to find out, oh, this is why. I do want to say this. The only thing that's going to delay your transition into this new job is the more you think about it, the more you worry about it, the lack of action or looking for things. I do want to also add, don't be hesitant to apply for stuff that might seem out of your realm, because you really never know. They might be willing to train you more. But I keep hearing, don't panic. Don't worry. You're just being brought, your energy is being brought to another place that you're going to thrive in. It's going to be better than before. Now, yeah, it's really it. Don't overthink it. Don't be in that negative place. All right?
Yeah, in the relationship thing, I do want to be with someone, like, long-term. You know, I was talking to someone, his name was Andrew, and I just felt like he didn't really want anything, like, real. I felt like he didn't want to let me into his life, so I kind of stopped it last month. So now I'm, like, alone again. So, but
well,
I also don't know anyone.
Yeah, you're not alone. You have yourself, and you're awesome. Don't forget that. But what they were saying with this relationship thing, you're going to meet someone new. It's not going to be someone you know yet. So let things kind of just unfold. Think about your life right now. And this is the great, I love this topic that has been the whole night. Think about your life right now. Like, it's a movie that you are living, but you're experiencing. And we feel like we have control over it. And it's not negative. It's like this beautiful unfolding. Like, you're going to find where you're meant to go. It's all going to come in. It's all going to come in as each step comes in at its own time. But you are going to meet someone new. It's not someone you know. I don't suggest you going back to the past or letting people. What I also heard was, don't let others entertain you emotionally and play with your emotions. So if they seem to make you feel good, but then you're noticing that they don't. It doesn't have to be consistent. And a lot of people think consistency is correct. It's not the consistency, because people look at love the wrong way, but at least like the efforts and the continuous consistency in the positive manner of making plans together or showing you that they actually want what you want. Right. Okay. But let it all flow. There's a new chapter coming in for you. And when this chapter is really about you evolving more and taking this control of direction and where you really want to go and evolve with and be happy with. What I also heard was, you're meant for more. So don't settle for jobs or careers that aren't going to really, there's not room for growth for you. And that's what I really see is the movement of you into this new job, a new career or new. It's a new chapter, but it's going to be something that's a stepping stone or a new evolution. So you're not in the same level. Don't get comfortable. The universe will make us uncomfortable for what we really want. It's like when we're asking the universe or God, source, creator, we're like, God, I really want this. Please bless me with it. And then you're blessed with this obstacle. And then you're like left to trust in yourself and the direction. But in that essence of it, we're being shown that we were too comfortable. We had to learn to grow out of that. We had to trust the process. And that's all that's happening right now. Everything's going to be better than you can imagine.
Mm. That's good. That's good to hear.
And you, I say this with love, you have to learn to remember when you're in your head too much, because you have this chatter going on sometimes where you wonder too much. And you wonder about this, and you wonder about that. You wonder, try to practice being more present with yourself, being positive. It's a normal thing, but it stops you from enjoying the present, like being happy now, like being able to watch a TV show, right? Because I see you going in your thoughts and you kind of zone out. So try to stop, do your best to practice, be like, you know what? I don't want to do that. I'm going to be here. Because you're going to find that you will find answers to things in places that you didn't think you'll find them.
Yeah. That's so true. I can never, my brain is my worst enemy. It's true. So, yep, you're absolutely correct. All right.
And I keep getting more for you, but I got to move on. But the last thing I want to tell you is try not to worry about you not achieving this stuff that you want to. You have so many goals. And I want you to just make simple ones and just start doing them. And But don't try to, because the more time we spend in our thoughts, we're not doing anything. And we're just sitting there thinking like, oh, I really hope I can do this one day. And then one day you actually do it. And it's because you did all these other things and you could do that now. So try to be more present, okay? And then I'm gonna have to move on. But it was great hearing from you, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you for helping me. Thank you so much. I'll keep listening, and I hope to talk to you again soon.
Ah, absolutely. Stay in touch. Yeah, anyone can. Okay. Yeah. Anyone can reach me also on Facebook, facebook.com/amillennialsthirdeye2.0. And also I have, what else do I have? I fixed it, I believe, in the chat episode links. There's my website, which I still got to work on. And you can contact me on my business number, which is 845-202-2093. I don't want to have all these social media platforms where it's like, I'm also on Instagram. I'm also on YouTube. I mean, I am, but how many places? I honestly, TikTok, I don't look at any messages really. I just, that platform for messaging is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. Yeah, let's play another song. Love that song. All right, so what else do I want to do while I'm here? Let's see. I do want to talk about, I love talking, so I'm going to talk. This is my show. I'm going to talk about it. You guys will live with what I talk about. Anyways, speaking your truth. I think at first when I heard about this, I felt like speaking my truth had to be like me venting to the world. I mean, that's part of it. It's part of it. Well, speaking our truth, and it's something that I heard earlier before the show, not to be afraid to be who you are and tell people how you feel or what you feel or that you feel. Interesting how that came out. What you feel, how you feel. What? Because honestly, like, why are we so afraid? Don't be an asshole. I mean, if you really need to, whatever. But don't be a full on. There's points, I think, where we got to put ourselves in check. But we got to be okay with expressing ourselves with others. Because I think a lot of times, even for myself, when it's something new or triggering, and we know that we need to overcome it. Isn't it, you know, I just thought about this. Isn't it something, whether it's emotionally overcoming it, verbally overcoming it, taking an action to overcome it, it's always like this hesitant thing. I think we're all afraid the outcomes are going to be horrible when sometimes it's like super understanding. And we're like, you know, the first time you ever say something that bothers you and it comes out, it's like you're protecting yourself with anger and you're really not that mad. You're actually emotional. You know what I'm saying? It's that uncomfortability. How are they going to perceive your emotions coming out right now? And sometimes it comes out in this way of like, you know, I was pissed off at my job over Christmas because like I got mad because I it was my fault. I didn't know that if you call out a day after a holiday, you don't get paid for the holiday. So I was pissed. I was like, yo, man, some bullshit. Like no one warned me. I was really like super acting out and I didn't like that. You know, the more you become aware of yourself, you're like, ew, I don't like that I did that. I feel embarrassed. I'm ashamed about this. but that's what I'm saying. When you tell someone how you feel, maybe you really like them and you're super nervous. You're like, I really, you know, being vulnerable is such a shish kebab. It's really not. That's a food item. I don't know why it sounded funnier in my mind. It's such a thing, though, being vulnerable. Because at one point you were vulnerable. You just didn't know. And then you got hurt. And then you got hurt in some way. So then emotionally you had to protect yourself. You had to protect the wound. That wound that you got hurt because you never healed from that wound. So you never let anyone in. If you're wounded, you don't want to be hurt again, but you want to come off strong. But eventually you have to take that protection down and heal it. And so it comes off wrong. It's like, it's almost like when you're telling someone you're spiritual for the first time, maybe you're insecure about your spirituality. I'm giving you all these different examples. I'm a spiritual person. And they're like, it's okay. I'm spiritual too. I'm like, no way. Oh my God. It's being free to be yourself. It's okay to be uncomfortable. When you are expressing yourself or you're just going through the motions, but be you. People need to understand and see what that looks like. And I love being honest and sharing that with the world because someone might be like, oh my God, I understand that. And that is like precious to me. I might never know. And there's someone that just gets that. They're like, oh, I know that. I needed to hear that. That's all I needed to hear. And like, you didn't even know you needed to hear it. You're welcome. That's the shit. I love that shit. And that just honestly comes, this is how it comes out. It comes out in like random, I don't plan this stuff. It just comes out of my mouth. And then someone might hear it in a recording or divine timing. You hear people saying that all the time. They love that. If you're hearing this and it resonates with you, maybe you need to hear it. You're here at the right time. I laugh because it's so, some people make it super, I like authenticity though. And what is that? Authenticity is this is who I am. My ADD was just scattered all over. And if you are following everything I'm saying, you might have ADD or some people like I have ADHD, whatever, but we're vibing and I can jump around with different topics and you're like, I like this. I get it. I get you. And me and my friends are just like that. They're like, I'm sorry, I just jumped around some of the different topics. I'm like, no. I'm following. I understand everything you're saying with you. That's why we're friends. We get each other. But what I was saying was, learn to be more free to be yourself. Look, you're not going to evolve if you don't put yourself in those positions. And I think we're all afraid to put ourselves in that position. We're afraid of repeating. We don't want to repeat the past. We want to feel good. Joe, I just want to feel happy and I want to feel good. And the truth is that in order for me or anyone to really do that, we got to love each other. No, we have to love ourselves and change something with ourselves. We can't keep blaming everyone else. And I was a victim. I did that too. I was a victim of my own self, blaming other people. I was blaming people, but eventually I had to learn it was me. And so don't go blaming me for your problems. I learned to love myself and to better myself and to nurture myself and to not blame my reality for what I need to learn more about. And it's kind of like it happens again. You're like, okay, what do we need to love about myself now? And you need to get better at just loving ourselves. But eventually, things get better, and you see that you have changed over time. Wow. Yeah, that's for you guys. You changed. You changed. You decided to take small steps, becoming a better person for yourself. Look, like there's times where I've always wanted more and gotten better and I achieved something. But I also had to learn, like, it was never enough for me sometimes. And I was like, when is it ever going to be enough? And that's the thing that I needed to really talk about tonight. When is it enough for you, maybe? Are you constantly thinking you'll never have what you want? Are you constantly looking for this feeling or this success that you want? Are you constantly wanting this thing? But then you lie to yourself. You're like, no, I don't really want it. I don't need it. But you really do want it. So why are we lying to ourselves? And we have to also remember is that sometimes the path of least resistance, by more of the wanting, we push it away. By trying to know when or how this thing will happen in our life, we push it more away. And then we don't believe it. Then we get mad at it. We kick it around. So just let it happen. But remember that you deserve great stuff. You deserve the good stuff, but stop trying to control how that comes into your life. Honestly, the more I realize, the more understand and experience, there's so many events, opportunities, ways of the flow. Things will come to you. But if we try to follow the flow and all its glory and detail of these things connecting, we're never really going to always understand that. We got to understand that things come up. You might not want to do it. You might not like it, but you should do it. Not robbing a bank, but I'm saying it will bring you places. You'll meet people and you'll be a different version of yourself. You're not doing the whole, no, let me stay home thing. I'm going to be honest. Like I don't get, and I really do. I don't want to come off negative. I do get it, but I really don't get it at the same time. We can't always keep wanting and hoping and wishing for something to come into our life because it's really not helping us bring that into our life. We have to remember the value of our mindset, what we think, what we do, what we feel. All this is an energetic output. So we have to remember our thoughts and feelings are very powerful to what we want to bring in. And if you keep wanting something you don't know is coming in or how, and you really want it because you're not happy with your life, you're not going to get it because we have to be happy with ourselves. And that's the challenge at first. Being able to say, I love myself and I'm not my job. I'm not how much money I have. I'm not my car. I am me and I'm happy for me. I don't need someone to validate me. And that's a big thing where we all want someone to say, I love you. You're amazing. And don't get me wrong. It's beautiful. It's appreciated. But here's an example. I didn't know how to learn to appreciate what I had. And in turn, the universe showed me, well, let me take this away from you. Took my car away. And I looked back on things and this car I really wanted and I liked and I had it and it was gone. It was relationships. I saw relationships. I saw friends. I saw so many different things. Even myself, I didn't learn to appreciate How can I receive more to appreciate if I don't appreciate what I have? And so I learned it that way, and I saw more that way, and I saw that I had an addictive personality, so I had to appreciate and balance my life. And I was doing things over, too many things, doing it like every day. When I started doing social media and spiritual readings and all that, I loved it so much that I overdid it, and then I was burnt out. And then I saw that everywhere else. When I love something, I overdid it, and I didn't want it anymore, or didn't want to, I was frustrated, and I would blame things and get mad. So we all have to see different angles of ourselves. Maybe that's not the same for you, but loving yourself will show you eventually, and hopefully sooner than later, where you might be faltering. If I don't love myself, I can't be honest with myself. I can't be like, wow, that's one of the biggest reasons, and reflecting on that, that I couldn't nurture, appreciate, and have what I love because I didn't know how to love it properly. I overloved it, and then I didn't understand how to love myself. By loving myself, I understand how to love things better around me, and that's brought balance for me. That's brought believing in myself. That's brought doing things for me without needing a reason to do them to be happy. It's knowing that by doing this, it brings me happiness. By doing that to bring me happiness, I raise my vibration to bring in more of what I want. And sometimes it's just good to just sit and chill, not needing to do all this. It's a balance. There's time to rest. There's time to do work. There's time to, you know, honestly, loving myself is cooking dinner for myself. It's showering. It is going to sleep and resting. There's times where I didn't sleep well, and I didn't do things I should have did, because believe it or not, the answer is in this polarity of the opposite. It's slowing down. When things get amped up, you slow down. When you're overthinking, you unplug. It's just do the opposite. If you want the answer, stop looking for it. If you want that thing, stop waiting for it. If you just be you and enjoy the present moment, because that's where this direction comes. We're in the middle of this art, this piece of this craft that you're painting or doing art, and you're like, what am I doing this art for? I just want this thing. And you're like, just keep doing it. It's going to connect, you know, and keep expressing, diving deep with yourself. Be more mindful of how you feel when you do something, when you're eating, when you're enjoying a moment, how you feel when you're in a creative flow and you learn to let go in that creative flow of how you're going to do what you have in your mind, but then it comes out because you didn't YouTube it. You just trusted yourself and you let go. And I hope you all learn to let go and love yourself. All right, guys. So I'm going to wrap this up a little early tonight. If you guys want to ever reach me or ask any questions, feel free to also check out my social media links on Facebook and also on my website. I do private sessions. I'm also a really cool friend, and appreciate you guys all joining me and being here with me every week on Thursdays. I do this every Thursday night at 8 p.m. for about a little around 2 hours or so. And I share with you my stories. I share with you what I'm learning and doing right now. I'll tell a joke or two. I'll say some random stuff like I did tonight, and hopefully help you guys in some way, one way or another, whether it's a phone call, reading, or talking about something that you might resonate with. We gotta drop those spiritual words, you know, resonate, past life, clairvoyant, clairaudient. You know, we gotta say these fancy words, soul awakening. I don't know what a light worker. It's like hashtag psychic reader, hashtag soul awakening, hashtag higher consciousness. I don't know, just messing around. All right, guys, have a good night.
Sweet dreams of your touch, do what you want. the rhythm of the beat, ba 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 da ba, ba 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 da ba, beat, ba 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 da ba, ba 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 da da, rhythm of the beat, ba 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 da ba, ba 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 da ba, beat, ba 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 da ba, ba 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 da ba. Waves, as they're rolling, as they're growing, can't control them. Got in a haze on the ceiling, you got me feeling. I must be dreaming. To the rhythm of the beat, ba 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 da ba, ba 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 da ba, beat, ba 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 da ba, ba ba ba. To the rhythm of the beat, ba 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 da ba, ba 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 da ba, beat, ba 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 da ba. Another